She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, all right, here we go. There are, guess what, macronutrients, and then there's micronutrients. And I talk about micronutrients all the time because I talk about thyroid and the endocrine system, and it's so nutrient dependent, and a lot of those micronutrients are not getting absorbed because they're maybe not in our soil anymore because of the compromised food chain, the compromised soil, and sometimes people's compromised choices. But then there's the macronutrients. I've got the lovely, the beautiful. Oh my gosh, if you haven't seen Esther Blum, you have to go to her Facebook page, like it, and look at her. Because she's so good looking. She was on my show, my TV show for a while. So I got to be with her. But we're going to talk about protein. So macronutrients, carbohydrates, fat, protein, the big three. And protein is a cavewoman's best friend. Would you say yes or no?
Yes, absolutely. And protein is going to detoxify your estrogen and progesterone levels. So you're going to reduce your risk, providing you're eating a clean source of protein like pastured and grass-fed meats and hens from pastured eggs and wild Alaskan salmon. Those can all really balance out your endocrine system and your hormones. So yes, protein
is a girl's best
friend.
Now, but I would have to say, I mean, and we can get into this. But it's got to be a certain type of protein, and I think the buzzword is clean protein, right? Because if it's not clean, it can actually do the opposite. You're going to get full of estrogen because of the pesticides, the herbicides, the bovine growth hormones, et cetera.
Yes. And I would rather have somebody eating less of quality meat they can afford than too much of the hormone-laden meat. I think when you take shortcuts at the grocery store, you end up paying for it in the long run. So it's very interesting. I mean, springtime is a great time for detox and cleansing. So I say, you know, take a day where you eat, you know, lots of vegetables and make sure you're getting that 9 servings a day of the hearty soups. And then you balance out, you know, with your meat intake and eat quality meat from ideally a local butcher. And you get your meat wrapped in butcher paper instead of plastic. So that, again, you reduce your exposure to hormonal disruptors. And then certainly with pastured meats, you're not getting any antibiotics. You're not getting any hormones. You're not getting any GMOs. So it's a great, great sustainable source of quality, quality meat. And you're doing the environment good, and you're not contributing to animal abuse or anything like that at all, which is wonderful.
Yeah. So now, I totally agree with you. And I just had a little snack. And I do eat meat. I used to be a vegan vegetarian. I think I actually ate every single way you could possibly eat in your entire life, which is a good experience for me. But I ended up understanding what was best for me and really what was best for my health. And so consciously, you know, I've chosen to do that. But Nick's Sticks, have you heard of Nick's Sticks?
Are they like omega-3 jerky sticks?
No,
pastured jerky sticks.
Yeah, they're free range turkey and or grass fed beef sticks. I just only because a lot of people, when I see them as patients, they're like, and you probably come into contact with those as your clients, that sometimes like time is a constraint, convenience is a constraint, and I'm like, hey, then we can make those adjustments. We just have to dig in really hard. I have a big question for you though, because a lot of the listeners of Radio MD, you know, have different health ideas. They've got, and that's, they're picking up more because they're listening to us and such. But how gently, lovingly, carefully take up this particular subject with somebody who has chosen, whether it's for their own health reasons and or animal advocacy and or whatever else it might be, they've chosen not to eat animal protein. How do you, what does that sound like?
Yeah, well then, you know, then I tell them ways to work around it, and I kind of say, okay, well, would you eat fish? Would you eat eggs? If yes, then we incorporate those options, and I can use whey protein powder. And I do, if not, then I kind of need to go a little bit outside the paleo box and say, okay, have some pea protein, have some hemp protein, have some flax seeds, and then I need to look at plant-based proteins. There are vegan bodybuilders out there. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm just saying it's more challenging. And I make sure that they steer clear of, or they practice safe soy, as I say, and don't do, you know, the processed soy milks, right, and the processed you know, all the soy cheese and the junk, it has to be fermented, and it has to be a condiment, not a mainstay. So
I love it.
You know, if you do it properly, you know, and you supplement out, you know, some carnitine and zinc and B12 and things that you're not going to, that you're going to miss out from if you're not eating meat, you can supplement a little bit around, and you are getting clean vegetables, and you're not eating just processed junk all the time, because you can be a junk food vegan, you know, a French fry vegan, as I like to say, or you can be a quality vegan where you're juicing and you're eating whole foods and tons of fruits and vegetables. You can do it. You know, it depends on your digestive system and your hormones. Typically, I have seen in practice men fare better than women on a vegan diet, but I say, you know, even around, especially around your period, you should get more protein, you know, when you're become more insulin resistant, and try and balance yourself in your adrenals that way.
And one of the big points, one of the big points that I think that you make that I love most about protein is that it helps control that cortisol, because, you know, people don't understand. I tell this all the time. So your brain requires blood sugar to work. And a lot of people are like, no, I don't eat breakfast. They don't eat until like noon. Well, guess what? You're going to be fine. You're not going to die. Why? Because your body's going to help you. It's going to compensate. Your adrenals, though, have to tell your brain, to tell your liver to kick out glycogen, right? So store glucose so you can think, because you're already at work thinking, but you haven't eaten yet. So you're in a survival state. You are not thriving. Right. You're not healing. You're in survival. But then let's say you eat a banana and some yogurt. Sugar, 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 sugar. Blood sugar up. And then guess what? Bam, bam, bam. Just as fast as it went up, it's going to come down, still taxing your adrenals. Eat a little protein with some fat in it, and boy, oh boy, you get that stabilization, and it can, like you say, help control cortisol. And that is a hormone that affects your fat burning.
Right, exactly. Now, but let's say, like, there is a vegan, and I do love this conversation because the dialogue needs to be open about it. You know, let's say someone is a vegan and won't eat, you know, meat around their cycle, then I certainly have them eat, you know, at least an avocado a day to help with those cravings and help with some adrenal support. It's not going to be perfect, but, you know, you do that with some sea salt with iodine in it, and then you can at least, you know, and some seaweed, dry seaweed snacks are another great way. So, yeah, it's tricky, but you can do it. You can.
Well, good. I really appreciate it, because I always am very, very sensitive to a lot there. You know, people and they go through, and every path has its pace, right? You know, there's a lot of different times in people's lives. So people are not identified by how they're eating now. It's just like, I want the freedom to let their own intuition, their own need to trial, their own, I want to empower and support them, you know, and sometimes I come out with my big old CrossFit, you know, like rah, cave woman. I'm like, you know, paleo, and I've got my turkey leg in my hand. And you know, I actually am quite shy about what I eat, because I don't want people who see me as a public figure to project on, that's how I feel like you should eat. I'm like, hey.
Well, exactly. And you know what? Yeah, there have been times in my life where I've been vegan, vegetarian. It's what my body needed at the time. And it's really, you know, I say be an intuitarian. Figure out what your body needs. Maybe you can do more vegetables at the beginning of the month, more protein the end of the month. I mean, I think you have to know what works for your body. That's first and foremost. And second, I think people, you know, we're so, as much as I preach and you preach, you know, protein and vegetables and fat, people, I think, have to learn to just be in touch with their bodies. Most people find it easier to do their taxes than to figure out what to eat.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So I think you have to know.
We got for about 45 seconds, and I have to tell people, I literally only have you on my show so I can steal all of your incredible ideas.
you are so silly.
This is the lovely Esther Blum. She wrote her latest book, I should say, Cave Women Don't Get Fat, The Paleo Chic Diet for Rapid Results. And guess what? I'm on it right now. I'm going to the Cayman Islands in about 3 weeks, and I need to be bikini ready, and I'm doing it. So be an intuitarian and practice safe soy. You heard it from the lovely Esther Blum. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. And you gotta check out Esther Blum. You just gotta. We'll be right back.